This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been many, many years since my last confession. My name is Beatrix, and well, I'm kind of nervous being here today. And before I go on, I need to know some things, okay, Father? Thank you. It's just that I need to know that what I say here stays here, all right? I've read that any priest who hears a confession can't go to the police. Is that true? It is? Great. Okay, because what I want to tell you is pretty violent, pretty shocking. So are you ready? You worked as a chaplain for a maximum security prison, so nothing will shock you? Good. I'll keep that in mind. Well, it happened a few years ago when my husband was asked if he could help his cousin. She had an 11-year-old daughter, Kaylee, who was a real handful, and she hoped that by living with us, Kaylee could get some guidance and discipline. She had run away a lot of times, was drinking booze, even smoking pot. And at first we said no, but the cousin offered us a lot of money to be foster parents. And we decided we could use the money and we could help out my husband's family at the same time. So Kaylee moved in, and at first everything was fine. She was a blonde 11-year-old girl, but had really blossomed early. Nice, smooth legs, cute butt. And her breasts were coming in. And she wasn't shy about showing off. Tight shorts, crop top shirts, skimpy bikinis. And God, we're not prude, so we didn't mind her dressing however she wanted. But at first she helped around the house, enjoyed our backyard pool. But then things went south. She started talking back, acting like a brat, ignoring her chores, sneaking out of her room at night. We tried grounding her, taking away her iPhone, limiting her TV use. Nothing worked. Nothing. And my hubby and I were getting frustrated, but we were still enjoying the extra income. And then she started teasing my husband. I mean, he's only human, and we have a great sex life with lots of taboo role play and fun. But she really pushed it, leaning against him on the couch, sitting on his lap while we watched TV, getting out of the shower with a little towel around her, laughing and flirting. It was really pissing me off, because I could see my husband was getting turned on by the little bitch. Oh, I'm sorry, Father. I'm sorry for saying that. Oh, it's okay then? Okay. Well, just so you know, sometimes I use rough language. But every day she challenged us. And every day she talked back and ignored us. And I was getting frustrated. I could tell my hubby was really getting frustrated as well. I mean, we had some fun moments role playing in bed, me pretending to be Kaylee. And it was a turn on. Him fucking me really rough and nasty, like he was hate fucking me. And then it all came to a head one Saturday morning. The night before, we allowed Kaylee to have a pool party with some of her new friends. We left them alone. And the next morning, my husband and I put on our bathing suits to go out for a morning swim. And the place was a disaster. Crushed paper cups, pizza boxes, dirty napkins, shit everywhere. Oh God, was my husband mad? I mean, his face was red and I could tell he had had enough. So we stormed back into the house and I followed him, him in his bathing suit, me in my bikini, and we caught up with Kaylee in the hallway leading to our bedrooms. He yelled at her to go back to the pool and clean everything up and not leave a scrap of trash. And she turned around, wearing a t-shirt over a pair of panties, and said, "What am I, your fucking slave? You want the poolside clean? Do it yourself." Oh my God. That was enough. My husband went right to her and slapped her. Hard. I mean, really, really hard. And Kaylee cried out and collapsed right there. And she rolled over, eyes wide in disbelief, her left cheek bright red, a bit of blood coming out of her nose. God. I looked at my husband, and he was breathing hard, eyes angry, and I saw, oh, God, I can't believe I'm telling a priest this, but I saw through his bathing suit that his cock was instantly hard. And to tell you the truth, I was turned on too. I was wet. And for a moment, we were on the edge, you know, like, what would we do next? What was going to happen? My husband nodded, and my cunt just flowed. That's all I needed. I dragged her back on her feet, held her arms behind her, moved her so she was in front of my husband. And I said, "Hit her again. Harder." Fuck, that's just what he did. A big open hand slap that nearly spun her head. And my husband, he's a construction foreman, very strong. She cried out more, started sobbing. And I said, "Harder. Hit the bitch harder." And oh my God, did he get into it? Three more hard slaps and Kaylee started collapsing, crying and sobbing. And I started dragging her into our bedroom. It was like my husband and I had broken a huge taboo and there was no turning back. I tossed the little 11-year-old bitch on our bed. And my husband was practically panting, and I held her down while he spread her legs and tore off her panties. And I saw the little bitch was wearing one of my black lace thongs. My husband stripped, and his cock was huge, angry, dripping pre-cum, and he shoved that cock into her little smooth pussy. Raping? Of course he was raping her, and I was helping. I ripped her t-shirt off, exposing her growing tits and pink nipples, and he was raping her. She started screaming, and her little boobies were bouncing. The nipples were hard. And my husband said, "Shut her the fuck up." So I grabbed my lace thongs and shoved it deep into her mouth. And she tried to spit it out, and I pushed it even deeper. And my husband was grunting as he was raping her. And I was so turned on, so fucking turned on, that I took off my bathing suit bottom straddled her face, and started riding her mouth with my panties stuffed in. Oh my God, it was so fucking hot. So bad. So nasty. So criminal, but we didn't care. She moaned and groaned, and that went straight into my pussy. And I was so turned on seeing my hubby's cock driving in and out of Kaylee's virgin pussy. And I could see her hymen blood on his cock. So nasty hot. I kissed my hubby over and over and over again. And I would say, fuck that little cunt. Rape Kaylee. Make it hurt. Hurt her with your big cock. And then it happened. I can't believe it happened, but it did. Suddenly, he said, fuck, the little cunt pissed on me. She fucking pissed on me. I got off of her face, and she was still. Her lips were blue, and her eyes were wide open. She was dead. We had snuffed her. In the middle of raping her. And that's why she pissed on my husband. And when she died, her bladder let loose. And my husband's cock was out of her pussy, still throbbing, still drooling pre-cum. And fuck, I must have come at least 3 times earlier. And now she was still dead. I looked to my husband and he ordered, take your panties out of her mouth. And I did that. And then he said, now kiss her. Kiss her, Beatrix. And that sent a shiver down my spine. I tugged out my wet panties and I kissed her cooling mouth, her tongue. I licked up the blood from her face. I did that. I fucking did that, and I couldn't believe how turned on I was. I kissed her and licked her, and she wasn't moving. Her eyes were still wide open, and I looked to my hubby, and I said, go for it. Fuck that little snuff doll. And he practically growled and shoved his cock back in, and because she was snuffed and couldn't resist, his cock went right down into the balls. And Kaylee, I know it sounds odd, but she looked so pretty, all nude, her eyes wide open, my husband raping her hard, her head moving, her little boobies bouncing, and my hubby raping her corpse. I kissed her and played with her titties. God, it was so hot. And then he said he didn't want to come yet. Not yet. And he pulled out. And I dragged her body so her head was drooping over the side. And I held open her mouth as he shoved his cock into her mouth. And oh my God, she couldn't choke or gag, so his cock just slid right down her throat. I could see the fucking bulge, and I was kissing him over and over again as he just fucked her dead mouth. Oh my God. And then he said he was coming, and I kissed him, and he grunted, and I could see his cock pulsating. And he pulled out, and her head and hair was drooping down, and I got on my knees, and I licked her dead lips and sucked my husband's cum as it oozed out of her dead mouth. And he was panting and said, he told me, to lick out her cunt. And I crawled back on the bed, and my husband spread her dead legs wide, and her cunt was juicy with my husband's pre-cum, her juices, her pee, her blood. And I just dove in and licked it and ate her dead pussy. It was so fucking nasty and taboo. And I was, as I was doing that, my husband was fingering my pussy and I was coming and coming. And then I said, help me scissor the bitch, please. So we moved around and he held her legs open and I scooted over my legs over hers until my hot, wet pussy was against her cold, dead pussy. And I just started scissoring her, grinding against that little 11-year-old dead cunt. And oh my God, I had the hottest orgasm ever. I was so out of breath and shaking. And I pulled away. And my husband's cock was hard again. And I said, her ass. I want to see you take her ass. So we pulled her over again, dragging her, flipped her over so her legs were dangling over the bed. And I sat on her back, spread her ass cheeks. And hubby came in, and because her muscles were all loose, it only took him a minute to go balls deep in her ass. And God, that was so hot. Watching Kaylee's teasing ass get raped, I moved so I was sitting up against the pillows, fingering myself, watching Kaylee move and bounce on the bed, her eyes still open and her head was turned so I could look into those dead eyes. And I just fingered myself over and over and over again, just watching her pretty snuff body being used, just a dead little rape toy and fuck toy. I couldn't believe how many times I'd come. And then my husband growled and shot another load into that cute, snuffed 11-year-old bum. And I went to him on my knees and I sucked his cock clean. And I ate his load dribbling from her ass. So nasty hot. We just crawled back on the bed with her and we both touched her, rubbed her, slapped her, played with her. I mean, she was so young, so pretty, lifeless. And hubby's cock was hard again. Unbelievable. And I jacked him with one hand and rubbed my pussy with the other. And when he spurted his hot load on her cold, snuffed, pretty face, I had another cum. Oh, I'm so wet remembering that. Well, I mean, after we came down from all those hot cums, we got serious. We tore off our bedding, wrapped her in a sheet, and duct taped her tight. And then he got some concrete cinder blocks from the garage and tied them off. And we got rid of her. And that's all I will say about that. Sorry, Father, I still don't trust you. But we told my hubby's cousin that Kaylee had run away, and she believed us. We packed up her belongings and FedExed them back to her, and that was it. Well, we didn't talk about it for a long time until one night when we went to bed. And I brought along a training bra and panties I had stolen from Kaylee's belongings. And I rubbed them against my hubby's cock. And oh my God, what a tremendous fuck that was. I whispered to him how we had snuffed the little cunt, how we raped her and abused her pretty little corpse afterwards. And God, that made him so hard and thick it almost hurt me. But after a while, we decided that memories and fantasies, they weren't enough. We were going to find another young girl to rape and snuff her. I can walk out now, Father, if you won't hear anymore, but this is your calling, your responsibility to hear my confession, and I'm not done, not by a long shot, okay? Good. Well, this time, It took a lot of thought and a lot of planning. We were lucky by having Kaylee as a snuff babe. She was perfect. A little brat bitch that everyone figured had run away. So we had to be like really, really careful. And my hubby came up with a great idea. So we'd go to a very busy, crowded family resort and just kind of blend right in. We hung out by the pool and we'd whisper to each other which girl looked the sexiest, which one would be a good victim. And father, I'd get so wet doing this and my hubby would get so hard. I mean, whispering, what about her? What do you think about her? And my hubby was so smart. He'd managed to hack the surveillance systems for that specific date and time, and we could take the elevator and go to our room without being tracked. So finally, we picked our newest victim, a sweet girl named Frankie. She had just turned 13. She had a wonderful smile, a cute, hot body. And she loved wearing revealing clothing. I mean, like a tiny pink bikini with a thong bottom and a hot small top, her little girl boobs spilling over. She was perfect. My hubby just loved her plump teen ass. So I put on a big hat, sunglasses, and a wraparound skirt and went over and talked to her. And I convinced her that I was a talent scout for a teen modeling firm. Oh my God, she was so eager. And I told her we had to go to my room to take some test photos. So we rode up on an elevator and my pussy was dripping. My heart was racing. She was just chatting away and she had no idea she had only minutes to live. I let Frankie walk in front of me, and her suit was clinging tight to those luscious teen curves. God, I was mesmerized by her butt swaying. I opened the door to our room. Oh, I was so excited. I thought I'd faint. And she walked in front of me, and hubby came out of the bathroom and snatched her right there. Oh, my God. He was nude and so strong, and he just picked her up, put a hand over her mouth, and she tried to scream. Her legs were kicking, and her arms were swinging, and her pretty eyes were so wide. I turned on the TV to drown out most of her screaming, and hubby fell on the bed, her between his strong legs. God, it must have felt so good for him to feel his hard cock against her sweet flesh. And I stripped too, and then I joined him. Hubby tore off her bikini top, wrapped it around her neck, and he pulled on both ends and started strangling her. God, it was so fucking hot. When we snuffed Kaylee, we couldn't see her face, but here, oh my God, her bikini top was so tight and sinking into her neck flesh, and her eyes were so wide. She was making the most hot noises, like gasping, choking, hacking, drool was running down her chin, and hubby's arms were so strong, pulling each in, making her face turn red. Oh my God. And her legs were flailing around. So I sat on them and held them down. And all she was wearing were her cute thong bottoms. And she was trying to catch her breath. Her sweet tits were bouncing. And I said, that's right, babe. Strangle that little cunt. Choke her out. Snuff that cunt. But hubby was enjoying himself too much to do it quick. Oh my God, he'd get her to the point when her eyes were like fluttering, her face was bright red, lips turning blue, and then he'd loosen up some and she'd catch her breath, start coughing, and then he'd pull that top tight around her neck again and start strangling. I was so fucking turned on. I was rubbing my cunt against her smooth teen legs, and hubby was grinning at me, a wide, evil grin. And as he choked her out, let her breathe and live again, and then choke her out again, her arms getting weaker and weaker. And then hubby ordered me to strip off her bikini bottom and start eating her out. And I did that in an instant. By now, she was so weak, her legs weren't moving anymore. And I tugged off her suit bottom, spread her legs wider, and I was surprised to see the little cunt had trimmed her bush so there was just a little tuft of hair there, that nasty whore. So I got down, I started licking and fingering her cunt, finger fucking her rough with two fingers, then three. Fuck, I wanted to fist her, but she was too damn tight. And then hubby said, lick her now. And I was licking that teen cunt when hubby grunted and pulled tighter. And she just hacked, shook. And then she peed in my open mouth. And that's when I knew hubby had snuffed her. Fuck. I lapped up her pussy, her sweet, salty death pee. And I had a hard come without even touching myself. Oh my God, I got up and I kissed hubby deep, him tasting her pussy and pee on my lips. And he said, I gotta fuck that ass. Let's put her into position. And I took a moment to look at this pretty snuff little girl. And she looked so fucking hot and sexy. Eyes wide open and not breathing, not moving. Her pink bikini top nearly buried in her sweet neck.